Shalom, Australia. On Tuesday night, shortly before 8 p.m., a 35-year-old father of six, Rabbi Raziel Shevach, was driving in his car on the highway near his home in the Chavat Gilad outpost when shots were fired at him from a passing car. Shevach, a volunteer medic, was shot in the neck but managed to call his wife and tell her to call an ambulance. Civilian and military medics rushed to the scene and tried to stop the bleeding as they took him to Kfar Saba's Meir Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The shooting appears to have been well planned and coordinated. Hamas's military wing quickly released a statement praising the attack, calling it heroic. Rabbi Shevach's funeral took place at Chavat Gilad, an illegal outpost south of Nablus, consisting of a grouping of caravans housing 40 families. Chavat Gilad was established in 2002 in memory of Gilad Zahar, security coordinator of the Shomron Regional Council, who was shot dead in an attack a year earlier. Construction workers labored from Tuesday evening to up to minutes before the funeral to clear an area near the outpost's entrance in time for the burial. A large group of mourners shouted down Education Minister Naftali Bennett as he concluded his eulogy for Raziel Shevach. As dozens of hecklers chanted revenge, Bennett attempted to calm the crowd by saying that the only revenge is to keep building. Earlier on Wednesday, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said that he had ordered his office to examine the possibility of legalizing the outpost. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu instructed the Defense Ministry on Thursday to officially hook up Chavat Gilad to the electricity grid. Immediately following the attack, troops launched a manhunt, setting up roadblocks in the area around Nablus. Israeli forces raided an area near the city late on Wednesday and early Thursday as the manhunt for those behind the attack entered its third day. Ali Kino, 16, a resident of the Palestinian village of Burin, was killed after a riot broke out over the IDF search of the village west of Burin as part of the hunt for those who murdered Rabbi Shevach. Residents of Nablus threw Molotov cocktails at Israeli troops entering the area during a pre-dawn arrest raid on Friday. Another 16-year-old Palestinian was killed and six others were wounded in clashes with IDF forces that broke out on Thursday afternoon near the Gaza security barrier and in the West Bank. About 50 Palestinians demonstrated at two locations on the northern Gaza border, throwing stones at the security fence and setting fire to tires. TV News aired explosive recordings on Monday evening of Yair Netanyahu, the Prime Minister's son, during a night of excess in a series of Tel Aviv strip clubs 2.5 years ago. In the recordings, Yair Netanyahu and his friends can be heard discussing the thousands of shekels they had paid for private dancers that evening. Netanyahu Jr. also appeared to offer his friends sexual favors from a former girlfriend in exchange for money. The recording captured conversations between the then 25-year-old Yair Netanyahu, Nir Maimon, the son of gas magnate Kobi Maimon, and Roman Abramov, a friend of the younger Netanyahu, who has been in the news recently in connection with the police investigations into Prime Minister Netanyahu's relationship with Australian tycoon James Packer. Channel 2 paid 50,000 shekel to Netanyahu's driver for the tape. The revelation, which disgusted many Israelis, continued to dominate Hebrew papers throughout this weekend. Yair was scheduled to accompany his parents on a state visit to India this week. Yesterday afternoon, it was announced that his invitation had been rescinded, with commentators speculating that the recordings were the reason. The government approved the 2019 state budget in an early morning session on Friday after working through the night. The budget includes numerous social reforms, including a shortened work week, further cuts in taxes on families and products, and more school hours for children in primary school, and an increase in state assistance for the disabled. The education budget will increase to 60 billion shekel, while healthcare will get 38 billion. The Defence Ministry, as usual, gets the biggest allocation at 63 billion shekel. The biggest increase is for the Science Ministry, whose budget grows 12% over the previous budget. State Comptroller Joseph Shapira fined the Likud party 350,000 shekels on Wednesday because the annual Likudiada event in Eilat had illegally helped the party. Shapira wrote that even though the Likudiada is a private event, it uses the Likud's name and Likud representatives in the Knesset attend it. He wrote that because the party does not pay for the Likudiada, it constitutes an illegal contribution from its organizers to the party. The Likud protested the fine and said it would contest it. The 2018 Likudiada event took place this Shabbat. United Torah Judaism was fined 150,000 shekels for organizing an event in Ukraine marking the 40th anniversary of one of its Hasidic sects and for accepting commercial sponsorship for the event. Yisrael Beiteinu was fined 137,000 shekels by Shapira for accepting tens of thousands of party memberships that were paid for by cash. A Yisrael Beiteinu spokesperson says the party would study the report and learn its lessons. There have been some changes to army policy regarding doctors who make aliyah. Under the previous regulations, men 32 years old and under with medical degrees who move to Israel are required to serve in the army for at least 18 months. Women are automatically given an exemption. Male doctors who immigrate between the ages of 33 and 38 had to perform reserve service when called upon. The new policy will have male doctors and dentists up to age 34 required to do military service for 2 years, and some women will also be enlisted. Gay and bisexual men in Israel will be allowed to donate blood through Magen David Adom in the same way as other blood donors after the emergency service on Wednesday announced a double testing system that screens blood twice. And also on Wednesday, the Knesset gave its preliminary approval to a proposed ban on cigarette and tobacco ads except in print media in a bid to tackle smoking rates in Israel. Former Supreme Court Justice Eliyahu Vinograd died yesterday at the age of 91. Vinograd was perhaps best known in recent years for heading the Vinograd Commission that investigated the 2006 Second Lebanon War, which harshly criticized government unpreparedness and the IDF's tactical and logistical failures against Hezbollah. The law firm, which announced its passing, said Dr. Eliyahu Vinograd, whom we had the privilege of having as a partner in our firm and for many years helped nurture young generations of lawyers, was one of a kind. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.